Just come on out. Get on out of that house that you've been.
And why would they want to come down here today? Why is it most important to come to this nursery today?
Because we have the Columbine.
There you go.
Can I get it someplace else, Charles?
No. This is the only nursery
really?
In San Antonio that's got it.
Wow. Texas Gold Columbine. They look nice.
They do look nice. And it's very important. It's very important that everybody that can grow a pure stand of these need to. Calvin's going to grow us some more seeds.
Yeah.
Because these are from Calvin seed.
I know.
Year before last.
The Calvin's little babies.
They're little babies. Calvin hand-picked every one of these seeds.
Oh.
You have to hand-harvest them.
Yeah, you do.
Oh. And,
it's a pain in the butt, and I cussed out Jerry several times.
It's beautiful.
And you kept half the seed. Didn't I tell you to keep half the seed? You still got half the seed.
I planted them.
A whole bunch?
Yeah, all of them.
It's even more critical now.
I was getting nervous about them sitting there, so I put them on.
But no, Calvin.
Yeah, I'm German.
You have to have some in cryogenics, so to speak.
In the freezer.
I shouldn't have told them, should I?
Now I'm even more upset.
So it just made
even more critical. And they're $6 a gallon. And we want people, only people that have no other columbine in their yard.
Right, pure.
You can, but you can plant them, of course, just to have the Texas Gold Columbine. But if you have any other columbine in the vicinity, they'll cross pollinate. So if it comes to we happen to plant these out and only you produce seed of Texas Gold Columbine and save the entire species,
you may not have.
Then we have to have them pure. Okay.
All right.
Because this is a state, you know, this is a native. This is a native to the Big Bend National Park.
Well, better than that, it's a wonderful plant for landscape.
Yeah.
Yeah, for under deciduous trees, it can take some shape. It even does real well under
thinly live oaks.
Yeah, if you got the live oaks on the rock where they are not 40 foot thick on the crown, these things do fine.
It doesn't need a lot of organic material, you know, but I mean it can take pretty tough soil, but I don't think it likes a really heavy clay soil.
Yeah, it performs much better.
Yeah, in a prepared bed. And the reason we want it on our deciduous tree, that means a tree that loses its leaves in the winter, is because it grows during the cool of the winter. So it needs sun, like today. Look at him soaking up that sun. Needs sun, like today, but it needs shade during the summer.
And if you like, you know, we talk about the blooms, which are spectacular in March and April, but the foliage is very, very attractive, and the foliage looks good from November through May.
It looks like a fern.
Yeah, it looks like maiden hair fern.
Yeah.
Nice light green.
Now I got some ferny growth on it, doesn't it?
That's ferny.
But anyway.
Looks kind of herby.
And it'll live for about a year and a half, or maybe 2 years, these mother plants that you're getting ready to buy. And the way you get them, the way they survive in the wild, even though the individual plants only live, they're weak perennials, is that they throw their seed, they drop their seed. So when you're collecting seed, if you want to get in on the seed collection deal, you can, you know, you leave some to fall on the ground. Now, with that said, you realize that you can't mulch them. You can't have mulch around them if you expect them to reseed, because mulch does what it's supposed to do, and it keeps the seed from making seed soil contact, and so it will not grow, and so you'll lose your entire planting. So this is a great plant, and Charles ordered these in specially at my request, and so I'm begging you to come over here and get these.
Begging you.
He gets angry when I do this. Even though I gave him the Calamanda, he's still angry about that.
And these guys will bloom.
Oh, yeah.
Not like the Calamanda. No.
Okay, they're selling them for $6 a gallon, which is good. Now, if you want to have to suffer, and get them for a dollar cheaper, tomorrow at the garden center, we're going to be selling this same plant for $5. But it's going, you're going to have to go to the garden center, and if you're really there early, you'll have to listen to Tom Harris at noon. And then I'm following him, talking about these plants and some other buddleias, the new buddleia, basically the new plants for 07, and we will have examples of those for you to purchase there. And so, or I guess if you didn't want to torture yourself, you could come by about 3 o'clock and walk in and buy your plant.
I think you should make them go through this whole
but
thing.
But I think Charles is holding the price down, and I'm holding the price down. This is not a money maker. This is a plant survival thing that we want to do with this Texas. Because like Calvin said, it is a great plant. It's a Texas superstar and all that. And basically, it originated right here in San Antonio, just like about 90% of the Texas superstars did.
So while the weather's pretty, come on over and you can get your Texas
and
gold.
And you don't have to plant them today. I mean, I would recommend, if you really, we have found that they are heavy feeders. I mean, the more you feed them, just like anything else, the bigger they grow. And so if what I've done with the ones Calvin and I are going to plant is that I got some Osmocote slow-release fertilizer and put them in the container with the plants just as they are now. And so you could keep them in this container another month or 6 weeks.
And I went out.
There would be nothing. They would do nothing but grow.
Yeah. And I went out and applied some slow-release lawn fertilizer to the area, the beds. So that
did you plant yours with a post-hole digger or just a shovel?
Just shovel.
Okay. But you've got a prepared bed there. You've got a
I've got
a lot of
part of it's prepared bed, and then part of it goes into that chalky soil.
I would think if you just, if you didn't want to do a lot of hard digging, if you had most people don't have a post-hole digger, or a sharpshooter, one of those long shovel spades, you could just pop a hole in there, and they're not a real deep hole either in these gallons. But there's only a limited number of these. I don't know if I've told the story, but we were not supposed to have any at all, because last year, Color Spot, who grows these, brought in thousands of them, and we didn't have enough cold weather to vernalize them and make them bloom. So once a nursery loses thousands of plants worth tens of thousands of dollars, they kind of got a bad attitude, even though I'm telling them, well, that won't happen again.
Won't. we'll make sure.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so they didn't order. But the place that they'd be in Colorado, where they'd been sending the seed to get it germinated during cool temperatures, and they had been getting them every year for about 5 or 6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
And so they went ahead and seeded the remainder of Calvin's seed that they had.
Just thinking that they
forgot to order something. And so they called them about a month ago and said, well, we got all your plants ready. And they said, what plants? But they went ahead and took them anyway. So these are an accidental thing, and it's a good thing they did, because most of the columbines, what did you lose, 90% of yours?
Yes.
Died during the drought. And so now, once we get these planted this year, and we get El Nino, El Nino this winter, you'll be in business next year. This year, and hopefully to keep this on the market for a long period of time. So I would appreciate your help and cooperation. Now, let's say tomorrow.
We're at 1604 on Boulevardy Road, and we've only got a few left.
Shut up.
Okay. We have quite a few left.
Charles has assured me that he'll buy some more. Now, if he sells these.
That's what we're counting on.
Now, don't make me have to steal these out of here so Charles will order more, okay?
Oh, couldn't you just hide them somewhere?
Yeah, hide them in the back. Among the trees.
That's right.
You buy a tree, you get a column.
You could do that if there were lots and lots of people buying things here, but I think he'd notice if 200 columbines disappeared and there was no receipts.
Tomorrow, at tomorrow's sale there, and it's the first sale that we're going to have these new plants available. We'll have more Crawford lettuce seed, and I heard Manuel talking yesterday, still time to plant lettuce seed. I didn't know that. We'll have Grandma's Yellow Rose in gallon containers.
Which is lovely.
$5. Even Milton hadn't killed it.
I haven't. It's been like 3 years.
The Texas Gold Columbine will be $5. That new Buddleia, which we find it's going to be a long-lasting, vigorous Buddleia butterfly plant, will be sold for the first time there, maybe in the history of this town.
I think I killed one of them.
No, you never had one.
Okay.
I'm gonna give it to you, cause that, and remember that Buddleia and deer resistant, and it's also an evergreen, so it's a good plant to use. And then we'll have that heat tolerant geranium, which will be the rodeo geranium, beginning in February, but it'll be in baskets, and. They're $15 for a 10-inch basket. But if you come to the program tomorrow, we may be able to tell you how you can miraculously make a lot of geraniums on several 10-inch baskets. I can't say that on the air because it's illegal.
Oh.
But that'll be at the Garden Center tomorrow from noon, and I come on about 1:20.
And these are San Antonio geraniums.
Absolutely.
They survived and stayed and bloomed all summer.
2 years.
Yeah,
two
in my house, and now they're in the greenhouse because they're too precious. Jerry wanted us to keep them outside, but I got orders from higher.
Who are you listening to, me or your wife?
My wife.
Yeah. Oh.
How long did it take you to learn that?
Not long.
Okay.
Lynn's had them in Ohio, too, because, you know, when you get into the cooler air, it's geranium. That's what geranium likes. Unusual geranium is
geranium.
The one that can take it during the summer.
Yeah, geranium in Minnesota will last all summer.
Oh, yeah, it's spectacular.
Nice.
And they grow those. I know I went up to visit Lynn in Ohio, and we were driving down the road, and there was this whole side of this backyard that had nothing but those beautiful begonias. And I said, you know, they look bigger than the begonia. They were tuberous begonias. You know, the one from tuber. We can't even get one out of the package in San Antonio.
They grow them in Alaska, too.
Oh, yeah. They are spectacular.
Yeah, the colors
a lot
are
bigger
so
blooms, but from tubers.
Now, do you want to go from beautiful flowers to fecal sacs?
Well, of course.
Well, let's announce.
It's a natural move.
Yeah.